Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.
From KQED.
When I was six, a girl visiting from my native Taiwan admonished me for smiling at another child because she was black. Even at six, I could not understand this blatant racism. My response in hindsight, we wouldn't even be in the country if not for the civil rights movement. The first Chinese exclusion acts emerged in the 1880s. By the time I was born in the 1960s, the U.S. had fully reopened the doors to Chinese immigrants, and my father arrived as a graduate student in that first wave of Asian immigration. On Martin Luther King Jr. Day, I celebrate the civil rights movement that helped foster the historic opening of immigration laws then. President Johnson spoke of lifting the bars of discrimination against immigrants. Vice President Hubert Humphrey was more explicit, urging us to bring our immigration law into line with the spirit of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. The following year, the Hart-Celler Act opened the doors to people coming from China, India, Brazil, Pakistan, all over, lifting the ethnic bans and quotas in place for over 40 years. During my college years, Stanford was not immune to the forces around the world agitating for change. In 1989, our Rainbow Coalition of student groups staged a sit-in, demanding that our studies and professors mirror our diversity. As police buses rolled in, this made national news. Coming from a scrappy, isolated upbringing in Chinatown, I began to understand the power of collective action. In my sophomore year, Coretta Scott King spoke of her husband's legacy to an auditorium of rapt students. When I took the stage, it was no longer about just representing my people. Our diversity carried a common message that our humanity is made whole when quotas are lifted, walls torn down. Privilege in politics can isolate us. We don't need more walls. Today is a reminder that those of us who came to this country or built our lives on the sweat of immigrants should count the leaders of the civil rights movement among our kin. With a Perspective, I'm Lee Miao Levitt.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over four decades, online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hi there, I'm Randa Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.